the day your walls are rebuilt, it will be the moment to extend your boundaries. This is a word found in the book of Micah, chapter 7, verse 11. It is a very short verse, but it makes me meditate on something which is essential in life, actually, which is essential in the life of the human being, because as all of us wish to dream about reaching new goals, we always have life expectations. A person without expectations is a person who has stopped dreaming, is a person who no longer has a vision. It could be that the blows that life has thrown at you have led you to throw yourself in a corner and think that it is better to live day by day than to dream, to envision, to believe. Often we allow ourselves to be blinded by the circumstances. So we think that God has forgotten about us, that it is no longer worth living. It is awful when this thought arrives to our mind, it's no longer worth living. We allow ourselves to be absorbed by everything that this world wants us to think about. We allow ourselves to be absorbed by the situations that present themselves in our lives. We do not understand that everything in life is transient. We allow ourselves to be absorbed by debts, and we think that a life solution to this matter would be to cancel all debts and be debtless. We allow ourselves to be absorbed by the problems at home, and we think that if God loved us, He would help us solve our problems at home. He would restore our marriage. He would restore our home. We think that our problems are going to be reduced when circumstances change. But the problem are not the circumstances. The problem is our attitude. Because as long as we are in the world, there would always be a new circumstance to confront. There would always be challenges to confront. Always a new problem will emerge that we have to confront. If we do not have the correct attitude, if we give up, we will not be able to find a way out. When I talk to you about giving up, it means that we always try to find a solution in our own strength, to the point that we get frustrated and give up. We throw in the towel because when we allow Jesus to be the one who guides our life, when we allow Jesus to be the one showing us the way, then we will find victory and we will always have a different attitude to confront each life situation. Take notice of this. If Jesus already won and He's the one guiding our steps, wouldn't it make us more than winners? Perhaps you are thinking today, no more, no more. Perhaps you are thinking today to leave everything lying around because you have allowed yourself to be drowned by your worries and by worldly things. But today I come to tell you that there are things more important than money, that there are things more important than your business, that there are things more important than work. God can oversee everything worldly you might need because He's a loving Father. If today you want to throw in the towel due to the reality you are going through, then I am coming to show you a way out. You need to return to that one who designed you since you were in your mother's womb and who declared and delivered a purpose in you when you were born. It's not about the place. It's not about the family. It's not about the money. It's about believing that God put inside of you His Holy Spirit. It's about believing that when your life belongs to God, it's Jesus who wants to live His life through you, to show you which is the best way to go. Today, I come to challenge you, to tell you not to give up. Thoughts are always going to come to your mind, which are going to try to knock down your faith. They are going to try to knock down what God has said He will do. They are going to try to knock down God's presence in your life and your communion with God, so you will not believe, so you will not move forward, so you will not remain in Him, so you will have no faith, so you will have no patience, so you will not persevere. I could talk to you about problems. I could talk to you about difficulties. I could talk to you about processes. But I do not want you to focus on that at this moment. I want you to focus on Jesus. Therefore, the Word says to put your eyes on Jesus, the author and consummator of faith. He is the beginning and the end. Today, there is a new life for you. You opened your eyes today. There is a new opportunity for you today. This means there is hope. This means there is an opportunity. This means there is still a door open which you have not yet seen. This means that God has not stopped working and having mercy in you. I love what this word says because it brings a great truth. It says, the day that your walls are rebuilt, it will be the moment to extend your boundaries. It talks about the city of Jerusalem because it was taken, because it was surrounded, because it was destroyed. When the enemy army entered the city, the first thing they did was destroy the walls. The walls around a city represented confidence, represented security, represented trust. When an enemy army arrived, the city sheltered itself behind the walls, so the enemy had to choose the besieged strategy to surround the city until those inside the city would give up. But if they had the necessary resources inside the wall, they could withstand inside for a long time and repel the enemy attack being exercised on them. But what happens when a city does not have any walls? It is an easy prey for the enemies. It is an easy prey for thieves. It is an easy prey for anyone who wants to enter to do harm. Now imagine that is no longer a city. Now imagine that is your heart. When we are unprotected, we are easy prey for the enemy. When we are unprotected, we are easy prey for those who want to enter to harm and destroy. One of those is Satan. The Bible says that he comes like a thief to kill and destroy, while Jesus comes to give us life, life in abundance. Thus, the Word of God says that he is the shield surrounding us, that he is like a wall around us to safeguard us. But it also says something important. When your world is rebuilt, then you will be extended. Many times we become weak and we do not advance toward the goal because many times we stop believing. Do you know why? because there are no walls surrounding our heart to safeguard us. And those walls are God's presence surrounding our life. We have surrounded ourselves with so many things. We have surrounded ourselves with money. We have surrounded ourselves with relationships. We have surrounded ourselves with many things that are ephemeral and temporary, of things that at a certain moment can become our own cause of death. We have surrounded ourselves with so many things that are not from God, which causes the wall to have gaps to the point of being destroyed, and we have remained an easy prey of life, an easy prey of Satan, an easy prey of life problems and preoccupations. Are you understanding me? You have not been able to expand your territory. You have not been able to grow. You have not been able to move forward. Because when depression arrives, it finishes you. When anxiety arrives, it finishes you up. When frustration arrives, it finishes you up. When sadness arrives, it finishes you up. Now, why does sadness arrive? Why does depression arrive? Do you know why? Because of lack of forgiveness. When this begins to rule our life, it means that there are no walls surrounding us. Trust has been destroyed, and this does not let us move forward. The more you try to extend your territory, the more you try to move forward in life, you are not going to be able to. Because sooner or later, when a thief visits you, he will finish you. Call Satan a thief. Call problems of life a thief. Call despair a thief. Call the past a thief. Call lack of forgiveness a thief. Call resentment a thief. Call thief all those wounds that are constantly going to be visiting you, reminding you that they are there and that they have not been healed. Today, through this word, I come to tell you, you need to be restored. And what does restoration mean? It means to return things to their original design. Do you believe that God wants you to have the life you have now? I am talking to you about an empty life. I am talking to you about a life that lacks interest. I am talking to you about a life in which you have thought is not worth living, a life where you have already given up. I ask you, is this God's plan? It was Satan's plan to destroy you. It was your plan from the beginning when you did not give your life to Jesus. Today, God wants to take the reins of your heart and tell you that there is a better life. There is a life that is not just any life. It is a life in abundance. Today, God is telling you, if you allow me, I will rebuild your walls even more. If you allow me, I will rebuild the walls surrounding you. Wow. And when God arrives, our heart begins to change. It begins to transform my way of thinking. He becomes the wall surrounding us so we can move forward and extend our territory. In other words, His purpose begins to be fulfilled. You begin to understand that everything works for the good. You begin to understand how everything begins to make sense. What do you need to do today? Make a pause in your life. Evaluate Allow Jesus to be your Lord. And not only your Lord, but also your Savior. Allow God to rule in your existence, to guide you. Allow Him to show you which cycles you must close and which cracks may still be opened in your life, causing you destruction. Extract out of you what is no good, what does not build you up. Allow Him to erect those walls again. The Lord will restore that love in you. He will return to you your identity of son or daughter, so you will know who you are. He will put back in you again those dreams that at a certain point stop existing in your life. He will make you see life differently, and may you understand that while there is life, there is hope. He's going to make you understand that problems are never going to stop existing, but that in the midst of each circumstance, there is a victory awaiting. There is an anointing awaiting. There is a blessing awaiting. There is growth in Him. Are you going to allow God to restore your walls? Or you want to continue being a weak city without walls? You decide today. Father, thank you for your word. Thank you, Lord, because through your words, you give us life. In them, there is eternal life. Thank you, Lord, because you reveal your love to us. You show us your love and mercy. Thank you for your faithfulness. And thank you, Lord, because you teach us that while there is life, there is hope. That you want to restore us, Lord, and do something good in us. Today, Lord, take control of our life. Do what you must do. Heal each wound and restore our heart, so we can walk in justice, so we can walk in victory, and so we can move forward and extend ourselves. Let our eyes be placed on you, Jesus. You are the beginning and the end of faith. You are everything. We need you, Lord. Amen and amen. This was a translation of a devotional delivered by your pastor and friend, Elias Hoyos.